Are you ready for this one now? I'm getting ready to say something now. Okay? Are you ready? Listen, my brothers and sisters. Amen. You have some people today, amen, in modern day, today, they don't understand this whole idea of blood crying out for justice. This is not some colloquial term. This is a spiritual thing. That when you have one person that don't respect God's creation of life and just decide on their own for whatever reason, maybe no reason, to take somebody's life, I want you to know something. What God says in his word, their blood cries out for justice. Amen. And if they're responsible for that death, it's going to keep on coming up until they repent. So, my brothers and sisters, I'm telling you this today. I don't normally do this, but are you ready? There was a young man who was 12 years old, and his name was Tamir Rice. 12 years old. Amen. And you had, amen, police officers back in Cleveland, Ohio, that decided to take this young man's life. He was at a playground. You had Michael Brown back in 2014. He was killed in Ferguson, Missouri for no reason at all. I'm like, well, Pastor, that's politics. I'm not talking politics now. I'm talking about right and wrong. I'm talking about blood crying out for justice because somebody decided to take somebody's life. They didn't value the life, but you don't have the right to take somebody's life. You didn't create the life, and God said you don't have the right to take it. Trayvon Martin, 17 years old in Florida's life, was just taken on his way to the store. Eric Garner choked to death in New York City while selling cigarettes. Walter Scott killed in 2015 in North Carolina while he was running away from law enforcement. Philandro Castile in Minnesota killed while he was driving, told the officers he had a license for a weapon. And now Ahmaud Arbery, 25 years old, young man killed in Brunswick, Georgia while jogging in his neighborhood. When you have two or three men that decided he wasn't in the right place. And now, 2 weeks ago, we had a young professional EMT worker. It was a woman named Breonna Taylor, 26 years old, killed in her own home in Louisville, Kentucky. Just because you had somebody that didn't value those lives, they took those lives. So what does God have to say about it? God says that their blood cries out for justice. It's not a colloquial, it's spiritual. It says it in the word of God. Amen? Their blood cries out for justice. And those who have committed such evil acts against their fellow man, the Bible says, are guilty of shedding innocent blood. It's not my opinion. It's what the word of God said. It happened. And that's not what I'm saying. That's what God says in his word. Amen? Their blood cries out for justice. Why am I going there? Pastor, well, you went there. Yeah, I went there, and I'm trying to show you why I went there. The reason why I went there is because of what we're reading in the text today. David had to deal with, amen, the sin of murdering Uriah. Because every time he went to the Lord, amen, when he says, Lord, forgive me, he says, deliver me from the blood guiltiness, meaning he was guilty. He had blood on his hands. And knowing the God of whom he served is a righteous God who forgives, David came to realize that he needed to confess his sins. And that's what David did. He confessed his sins. That's repentance. Amen. What did he say? You go back and read the story. David loved God even though he made some mistakes. But the difference is that he knew God and he had a heart to serve God. So what did David do? Read the story. He said, have mercy on me, O God. He said, wash me thoroughly or thoroughly from my iniquities. He said, cleanse me from my sins. He said, I acknowledge. You got to acknowledge it first. That's repentance. My transgressions and my sins. And it's like a neon sign before me. Amen. That's why Isaiah 1 and 18 says, sin leaves a bright red crimson stain. A bright red stain that has to be washed away. So the psalmist says, my unacknowledged or unrepentant sin is always present until I ask for forgiveness. Amen, saints. Amen. He says, Lord, you desire truth in the inward part. I mean, you got to change your heart. You got to correct what's wrong on the inside first. Amen. Your heart got to be right. He says, in the heart, you will make me to know wisdom. Wisdom is knowing how to apply truth, God's word, application. He said, purge me and wash me. He said, create in me a clean heart, O God. He said, restore to me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then I will teach others your way and help them to be saved. He said, deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed. And he announced who God was in Elohi Teshua Thai. You are the God who forgives and saves. That's where he went with this. He is a forgiving God. Amen. His spirit will not, he says, always strive with man. And those whose hearts have their mind made up and hearts made up that they will go against the laws of God, the commandments of God, and the precepts of God will eventually be judged. But God, in the text today, lets us know that salvation is available if a person is willing to repent. So David came before the Lord realizing, amen, that his sins was ever before him and he needed to repent.